John. The mare whickered softly as John Snow tightened the cinch.
"Easy, sweet lady," he said in a soft voice, quieting her with a touch.
Wind whispered through the stable, a cold, dead breath on his face, but John paid it no mind. He strapped his roll to the saddle, his scarred fingers stiff and clumsy.
"Ghost," he called softly, "to me."
And the wolf was there, eyes like embers.
"John, please, you must not do this."
He mounted, the reins in his hand, and wheeled the horse round to face the night. Samuel Tarley stood in the stable door, a full moon peering over his shoulder. He threw a giant shadow, immense and black. "Get out of my way, Sam."
"John, you can't," Sam said. "I won't let you."
"I would sooner not hurt you," John told him. "Move aside, Sam, or I'll ride you down."
"You won't. You have to listen to me, please."
John put his spurs to horse flesh, and the mare bolted for the door. For an instant, Sam stood his ground, his face as round and pale as the moon behind him, his mouth a widening O of surprise. At the last moment, when they were almost on him, he jumped aside, as John had known he would, stumbled and fell. The mare leapt over him, out into the night.